Washington Post mocked for calling Bad Bunny's vulgar halftime show wholesome. By Warner Todd Houston on February 9, 2026. Perhaps explaining why the Washington Post is failing so badly. The paper has declared that Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show was wholesome entertainment with family values despite that the rapper's songs were filled with drug references and had explicit sexual content including both gay and straight sex. Not only was Bad Bunny's Spanish-only performance filled with explicit sexual lyrics, singer Ricky Martin even performed an anti-American protest song in his cameo segment. This is the wholesome entertainment the Washington Post is celebrating in its op-ed on the day after Super Bowl Sunday. After explaining that some of the references in the show were barbs aimed at the United States, including one oblique anti-ICE reference, the paper concludes, "But in general, the show had the kind of wholesome, traditional family values that would have fit right in with some of the more sentimental commercials that appeared during the game. There was a proposal, a real wedding, a party," the Post continued. The sets were technicolor, with the camera occasionally swooping above dancers in Busby Berkeley-style formations. Enhancing the cinematic effect was a formidable cast taking on the roles of barbers, boxers, nail technicians, pushcart operators and old-timers playing dominoes. It felt as if Sesame Street had worked up a reggaeton remix of People in Your Neighborhood or Richard Scarry's Busy Town had made room for dancers ready to get busy. Referring to the dancers, the paper added, "This remained a PG-rated affair with about as much dirtiness to the dancing as there was in the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing." While it is true that the dancing was mostly anodyne and lacked salaciousness except in a few bits, the lyrics Bad Bunny was singing in Spanish were absolutely explicit. The paper's op-ed writer, Shane O'Neill, ends his gushing piece saying, "But if haters were hungry for provocation, Bad Bunny didn't give them much to sink their teeth into." But is that really true? Sadly, it appears that the paper even admitted that it had no clue what Bad Bunny was singing because O'Neill admitted at the end of the article that he does not understand Spanish. The fact is, Bad Bunny doled out a lot of drug references and sexually explicit lyrics in this family values show. In one of his songs, for instance, he sang, "Smile if I fucked you already." In another, he rapped that my dick is hot. In another, he led the audience to fill in the lyric, "If your boyfriend doesn't eat your ass then why bother?" In yet another lyric, Bad Bunny sang, "My dick is fugitive, and I want you to hide it." And there was also a reference to cocaine and the street drug Tusi. That's not very family friendly at all, is it, Washington Post? Many did not agree with the paper's take on the NFL's big show. Bad Bunny equals wholesome? Lol. Name one wholesome line from his songs. I'm a fan of his, but to call it wholesome is nothing short of gaslighting. I was insulted when he said God bless America, referring to the Americas, not the US. Non-Hispanics probably missed that. Will Fuentes, at @Will_Fuentes_J, February 9, 2026. Are these wholesome, traditional family values in the room with us, RN? pic.twitter.com/gv0rx2p10j. Kongmin Lee, E. Kongmin, @KangminJli, February 9, 2026. I take it you don't speak Spanish. Bad Bunny's performance lyrics are trash. Miss Four Martin, @MissFourMartin, February 9, 2026. Nothing says wholesome like two dudes grinding on each other. Grace, @Grace412750, February 9, 2026. Almost every song cheered to generate sex, and then acted it out on stage. The dishonesty required to say that it had wholesome, traditional family values baffles the mind. It's the vomit-worthy style of lie that truly defines at WAPO. I will actively celebrate you go. Act.Forward Christian. Wife. Mom. Pediatrician. @Act_Forward, February 9, 2026. Wholesome, traditional family values? What? Are vulgar sex-laced lyrics, simulated sex, denigration of women and pro-illegal, anti-American themes wholesome, traditional family values to you? Tim Ramsey, @TimRam1, February 9, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook @facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.